This is one of those sermons where I need your help. So my line is, where Jesus is, and your line is, there is joy. So let's try that. Where Jesus is,
there is joy.
Thank you. Excellent. All right. So the wedding in Cana was the first of seven signs of in the Gospel of John of what it means when the Word becomes flesh, as we talked about at Christmas, and dwells among us. This is one of the signs of what happens when God does that, becomes flesh in our midst. And the point of this sign, where Jesus, the eternal Word of God that has been in creation from the beginning of creation and will be there at the end, the Alpha and the Omega, remember those words, the Greek beginning and end, and is most certainly present at this moment as well then, this very moment, where Jesus is. Yeah, thank you. That's the meaning of wine in the Bible, by the way. Old Testament, New Testament. Whenever you hear wine talked about, even if some of our Baptist friends have a hard time with it, wine is a symbol of joy in all of life. It's a symbol of the joy that's present in all of life that God brings to be. It's just when we're able to see it that it makes a difference. Now, Lord of Life gets this message loud and clear. You know, you guys love to party. Our very first trip to the Woodlands after you've called me here a little over 5 years ago was to come to the Luther Hill Gala at the Waterway, you know, and we couldn't believe the scene. This packed ballroom, and out on the dance floor, we found out mostly Lord of Lifers, you know, having this incredibly good time, and it looked like this, pretty much. And I was dancing at that point with Carol Wage, probably about the time this was being snapped, and she whispers in my ear, "This is Lord of Life." And it is! You know, whether it's raising money at the pig roast or the Gebert Golf Tournament or the Super Bowl of Caring that you just heard about this morning from James, or the Youth Valentine's Dinner, or doing Habitat for Humanity, or cleaning up the grounds, or whatever it is, or Bible study even, you guys have to be having a good time. That's just the way it is around here, because where Jesus is,
there is
yeah, that's one of the ways Pastor Jennifer has fit so well here at Lord of Life. And we're all going to miss that a great deal of her. She insists on having a good time. As these pictures show us, you know, anytime you come into the office, there's Pastor Jennifer having a good time with people. She, you know, at wherever she is, there's a smile, there's laughter. You come into the office, every 5 minutes you hear a laugh. That's just how it is. She insists on bringing joy to every situation. You got to have joy. Even those red shoes she loves to wear or leaves sitting because they make her feet sore somewhere around the building. Those are symbols of living in joy. And even those slippers that she's been shown to be wearing around lately, it's joy. You got to have joy. That's it. I don't think Trinity Lutheran Church in Wexford, Pennsylvania, is going to know what hit them for a while after she arrives, right? Well, that's indeed what this sign of Jesus' presence at the wedding at Cana is all about. C.S. Lewis once said this, one of the unmistakable marks of the Christian life is joy. And get this news flash. This joy does not depend on your external circumstances. It does not. Getting used to a new thing here, guys, sorry. No matter what's going on around you, this joy is present all the time, available to you all the time, even when you can't quite see it. Because for all of us, like at that wedding in Cana, sometimes it seems like the wine has run out, doesn't it? The joy has run out in our lives. And what do you do when the wine runs out? What do you do? Well, Christians know that when it seems like the joy has run out, you invite Jesus back in, the one who can transform situations, right? Like he did at that wedding. You invite Jesus back in. Lloyd and Edna Heath, my grandparents, understood this. When they got married in 1926, 90 years ago now, just think of that, Grandma had made Grandpa give up his bootlegging career. However, they still loved to have a good time. They were a great dancing couple, and here they are at their 50th wedding anniversary in 1976, having spent a lifetime of hosting people and having a good time. But there were times when it seemed like the wine ran out for them. Just 5 years after they were married, with four boys under the age of five, like I said, they liked having a good time, obviously, you know. Well, the Great Depression was at its worst, and Grandma and Grandpa were reduced to living in a tent with a lean-to for winter put on the side of it in Altoona, a little subdivision of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Their tent was hit by lightning two times. Can you imagine living in the winter in a tent in Wisconsin with four children? Thankfully, nobody got hurt, nobody got frozen, but they were about at the bottom. And so about as bad as you get. And that's the point at which they went across Highway 12 a mile and had those four boys, all of them baptized at St. Matthew's Lutheran Church. Why? Because they knew that when the wine runs out, you got to invite Jesus back into your life. That's why. Because where Jesus is,
there is joy.
Yeah. There were still other trials. At the end of the year, Grandma ended up with tuberculosis and was unable to touch her children for a whole year. Can you imagine? But she was such a strong-willed woman. She refused to go to a sanitarium where you usually went to die in those days when you had tuberculosis. She refused to go. Her parents, Grandma and Grandpa Stillman, bless their hearts, allowed them to move in with them. And in another year, she recovered completely from tuberculosis. Incredible. Then the good news, Grandpa found a job for the county roads department, but a stone got kicked up by a tractor and left him blind in one eye. And, well, out of that, he ended up with a settlement for losing his eye, and there was money that they used there to buy their first tavern restaurant. And so they started their 50-year-long career of hosting people and having a good time. That's what their career was about. And you know what? Watching their life as I did as a kid, theirs was a great love story. They just loved each other, and it just so showed. It was so great, in fact, that Grandma could not stand being alone and single after he died. So in 1979, at age 78, she married Bob Schrader. A totally different guy, by the way. Grandma and Grandpa had only gone through eighth grade. Here's Bob, highly educated, master's in literature. He's writing a series of novels in northern Wisconsin about the French and the Indians in northern Wisconsin, and he's a gourmet chef. What a different life, huh? And she loved it. She loved it. She had such joy in this new, different life. You get it? When the joy runs out, what do? You invite Jesus in. You invite Jesus back into your situation. Because where the loving presence of God is, where Jesus is,
there is
joy. Yeah. Now listen to these words. These were spoken at their wedding. Isn't it funny to be at your grandparents' wedding? The Lord God in his goodness created us. And by the gift of marriage, oops, sorry about this. Here it is. Here's our wedding, one of their wedding pictures. The Lord God in his goodness created us, and by the gift of marriage founded human community in a joy that begins now and is brought to perfection in the life to come. Because of sin, our age-old rebellion, the gladness of marriage can be overcast and the gift of family can become a burden. Amen? But, it goes on, because God, who established marriage, continues to bless it with his ever-present support, we can be sustained in our weariness and have our joy restored. You know what? That love-filled marriage lasted 3 years before Bob died suddenly of a heart attack, right in my parents' living room at a wedding shower. And in a couple years, Grandma, who was obviously loving being married, was close to her third marriage when she died. Why? Because for her, she understood the joy of living to the fullest, and for her, that meant being in a relationship. That's not true for everybody, but for her, it meant being in a relationship. So, what do you do when the joy runs out? When it seems like the joy is gone? The same thing Grandma did. You go back to the source of goodness and joy. That joy that allows you to enjoy life, relish life, dance life, regardless of your external circumstances. For better or for worse, if you're in a marriage, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and health, to love and to cherish. When you've gotten away from joy, it's because you've gotten away from the source of joy. The eternal word from the beginning to the end. Remember the Alpha and Omega word of God, of goodness and mercy that's demonstrated in Jesus Christ, who's always present, even now. So what do you do when the joy runs out? You invite Jesus back into your life. And every time you do, guess what? It's like this. The fun has just begun. Because where Jesus is, that's it.